All right, in 3, 2, 1. Yo, everyone, you're listening to Filmmaker Mike and the Boys. Joining me for this episode is Pinhead.
There we go. We're ready.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to be talking a lot about Space Wizards because, oh, my goodness, what an episode. Part 5, Shadow Warrior. Is it Shadow
After
Warrior?
After seeing this, I am jealous of the people that got to see it in IMAX, or in the theater, I should say.
Yeah, on the big screen,
lucky,
right?
Lucky bastards.
And that's why as soon as they announced that, like, why else would they premiere it on the big screen if not for, you know, it was definitely going to be something special. So part 5, Shadow Warrior, 51 minutes. Ahsoka confronts her past while Hera and her allies undertake a rescue mission. So this episode is directed by Dave Filoni. And if I'm not mistaken, all episodes, all parts are written by Dave Filoni, but different directors. But this one, Dave Filoni directed. And this was the big one because we finally got live action Clone Wars. I mean, technically speaking, Attack of the Clones, the end of Attack of the Clones is the beginning of the Clone Wars, and the beginning of Revenge of the Sith is the end of the Clone Wars. But here we're actually getting straight up animated series inspired Clone Wars in the form of Anakin Skywalker in his Clone Wars armor. And then we also got young Ahsoka, played by Ariana Greenblatt. And then, of course, we also get Captain Rex. And two of the battles that are featured are, if I'm not mistaken, the battle on Ryloth, the first one. And then the second one is the Siege of Mandalore, which was towards the end of the Clone Wars. And that's also where Ahsoka confronts Darth Maul on Mandalore. And that's why, for those who may not be aware, you see those Mandalorian troops or soldiers with helmets and horns. That's actually Darth Maul's Mandalorians, as we call them. Because Darth Maul ends up taking over Mandalore, and he rules Mandalore, and there's different factions. So the part that he ruled, the loyalists that pledged their allegiance to Darth Maul had horns on their helmets, much like Darth Maul. So, and that's at the final season of the Clone Wars animated series as well. But my goodness, fantastic, fantastic episode all around, from the music, as you've said, right?
Shit, man, which, I need that vinyl, man.
Right? I'm sure after the series is done, I'm hoping we are going to get that Mondo vinyl announcement. But for those who are curious about the music, if you didn't know, part 1 to 4 has now been released on digital on Spotify and iTunes or Apple Music. And I'm if I'm not mistaken, other music platforms as well, streaming music platforms. So you can listen to parts 1 to 4. I'm sure we will get parts 5 to 8 after the final episode, at least for the season. I'm not sure if we're going to get a second season. But after part 8 is released, I'm sure we'll get the second part. But the music was fantastic for this episode. The fact that we got so much more of Anakin / Darth Vader, it feels like it's come full circle for Hayden Christensen, who actually, I think, did. Everyone, I think, would agree. A lot of prequel fans were so impressed with his performance in this episode. I mean, it was great to see him come back for Kenobi. That was cool. But my goodness, he got a lot here. And the fact that he even duels, he's training Ahsoka and he's teaching her. He even tells her she still has much to learn. And then he's teaching her as he's dueling with her with a blue saber at the beginning. And then we go through the Clone Wars. And then as he's teaching her, we basically get Prime Vader, like a what if scenario if Anakin never got burned up on Mustafar, if he never lost to Obi-Wan and he never got burned up on Mustafar and he didn't need that Darth Vader armor. we're basically seeing Anakin in his prime, fully human form, except for his left robotic or right cybernetic arm. Essentially, how much more powerful he would have become. And when he starts swinging that red saber, and he tells her like, "Live or die," like, you know, she has to make a choice, because he tells her, "If you stop fighting, you'll die. So you got to keep fighting." Basically, which I thought was also interesting, that Dave Filoni made a conscious choice to make sure that Baylan and Shin have the orangey red sabers. Because when we see the red saber here with Anakin, it's a visual, it stands out visually. And it's just so much more, like, you know, clearly red Sith saber. And we get Anakin Vader with his Sith eyes. And even Ahsoka gets, like, the yellow and red, like, Sith eyes when she's forced to make a choice. And, of course, towards that the end of that confrontation, she basically says, I choose to live. And we finally get what people have been speculating that we were going to get, is Ahsoka the White, because she basically got her baptism on the waters of Setos. And she's now been reborn, and she's now Ahsoka the White. She's smiling again. She's happy now. She's actually able to, and it actually was very clear to me that she obviously has had so much trauma, and so much that she's been carrying a burden, and that she feels that, you know, she when she didn't get to help Anakin before he turned to the dark side and all these things, like leaving the Jedi Order. And that's why it made sense to me that this older Ahsoka has been carrying so much, and also a lot of failure. But now that she's been able to let that go and able to choose to live, we're now going to get Ahsoka who's just like, The Ahsoka that we were first introduced, of course, not the same teenager, but essentially a much more optimistic Ahsoka. And it was fantastic. I love that she was able to, and I was thinking, like, how are they going to get to the other galaxy? How are they gonna be able to get to Sabine? And of course, she does the whole Dory space whale force talk, space wizard talk, to the whales, and she doesn't even know. She wasn't even sure. Like, I don't even know what I told them. But it's better than sticking around here. So hopefully they end up there. At least the space whales will know. But an absolutely fantastic episode from start to finish. I recorded my reaction. And I don't think I've felt so much joy watching Star Wars the entire episode. I mean, there's been highlights for like Mandalorian, like when Luke returns, but that's towards the end of the episode. This one was just, man, when you get that flashback and when you get the Clone Wars, like, wow. And it's just, it's fantastic to see everyone else's reactions to it. And it's funny to think that when Disney took over Lucasfilm, when they bought Lucasfilm from George Lucas, when he sold it to them, one of the first things that Disney did was they canceled Clone Wars. And now it's come around full circle. I am pretty sure they're going to be announcing like, hey, this is the best episode yet. And who knows, by the end of the series, this may be their best or highly watched series. When in fact, Ahsoka is a product of the Clone Wars, essentially a spinoff of not just Clone Wars, but of course Rebels as well. But man, for part five, the most positive reactions you're seeing, all the memes, all the reactions, everyone that's talking about this episode is essentially talking about those live action Clone Wars. And there's people talking about they want to see a live action Clone Wars now. So, but before I'll get into that a little bit more later, what are your thoughts on this episode, Pinhead?
That made Star Wars Theory, brought a tear to Star Wars Theory's eye.
Yeah.
I think Star Wars is bad.
And he even said, like, when they edited it out, and he said, like, we need to get Clone Wars in live action.
And yeah.
We need Clone Wars. And then they cut it out. And then a lot of people were telling him, like, yeah, there is Clone Wars. It's called the animated Clone Wars series.
Yeah, exactly.
And before that, the 2D animated Clone Wars series, the micro series. So
You know, he went from hating nuts and bolts to like now Star Wars is the greatest thing ever made.
Dave, you know? Holy Filoni.
It's just hilarious. I thought this episode was good. I think that there's finally a Star Wars show that I can enjoy, because Andor is fine. I don't even count that, to be honest, because it didn't even feel like a Star Wars show. This is Star Wars.
Wow. Okay.
Like this is Star Wars to a point where Wrath of Khan is Star Trek.
Right.
Where it's like, this is Star Trek. This is what it's about. So finally I'm into a point where I can be like, yeah, because I hated the Book of Boba. I thought that was a turd.
Uh-huh.
I'm not a Boba Fett fan. I'm in the camp with Kuya that I think he's a pussy. I think he's way overhyped. I hated the show.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan was a big disappointment for me. I was hyped up for Obi-Wan, and I did not like the show.
Yeah.
It was cool to see Hayden Christensen back, but I didn't care.
Yeah.
This is the first time where I'm watching, and even season 3 of The Mandalorian that we just got through, I kind of rolled my eyes at the season, especially after season 2 was so good. Season 2 was just, it was another level. So when I watch it like this, it reminds me of season 2 of The Mandalorian, because it was really good. There was a lot of, I think she's graduated from this point, but I still like the fact that he called her snips. It's something that I can relate to.
Yeah.
It made me go out and buy this bad boy.
Ooh, see? Look at that. Yeah.
So I laughed because you called her, well, I guess that's her. But what the fuck is this? Lord of the Rings? She's Ahsoka the White.
Yes. So Dave Filoni is a huge Lord of the Rings fan.
I can tell.
And at the end of Star Wars Rebels, the final episode, when Ahsoka shows up to pick up Sabine, because they're going to go find Ezra, she's wearing a white, Ahsoka is wearing this white robe, and she's got the staff. And so from then on, and then even, I think it may have been after that, Dave Filoni post-tweeted a sketch that he made of Gandalf and Ahsoka, like together, like talking to each other.
Yeah.
And so ever since that episode of Rebels aired, everyone already called like, oh, Ahsoka the White. And so everyone was speculating, since this is a spinoff of Rebels, essentially it's the continuation. Everyone was speculating like, oh, because Ahsoka has her dark robes. When are we going to get Ahsoka the White? Like her transformation. And now it's here. And I actually really loved what they did with it. And I love her look. And it's just the performance of Rosario Dawson, I think, is fantastic. You just see the change. And when she's smiling, and it's like, this is great. And I'm like, and now a lot of fans are like, who are like whining and crying, like, oh, she's like Batman. She's so stoic. She's so stoic. And then now it's like, oh, now Ahsoka's smiling. Now she's back. Yeah. And I'm like, you guys got to wait and calm down. Is this a story told in parts? So, I mean, we're all in for the ride. So, but I'm glad that you're liking it now. And to think that when we started it, you were like, you weren't even sure if you were going to get it.
I don't want to watch this shit because I'm tired of Star Wars. I'm like, I'm over it. But I gave it a chance just for this. I want to see what he can do, because everybody hypes this man up about how great he is. And I'm not debating whether he is or not, because I don't know enough about him. So I was like, okay. We need to see what he can do, because everybody's always Holy Filoni and how he could be the savior of Star Wars and all this and that. So I'm finally seeing that he can do some shit. I really enjoy the show. Just like I said, I've been asking for battles for a long time. I just want some lightsaber battles, which, by the way, on a similar topic, I can only imagine Gandalf with a lightsaber. That would be something.
Right.
But finally, something that I can enjoy is happening. Like I said, I count Andor, but to a point, because Andor is a different breed. It's not. It doesn't even feel like Star Wars.
Right.
If you put Andor in any other universe, it would still work as a episodic television show.
Right.
Of Star Wars. This is pure Star Wars. Like, this is pure Space Wizards. It doesn't get more Space Wizardy than this. And for the people complaining, I don't know what to tell you, because you're going to bitch no matter what. If Sabine was a ultra badass, you would have complained about that and called her a Mary Sue.
Yeah, yeah.
She's not an ultra badass, and she can hardly do anything, and she's working her way up. she's incompetent. So yeah, you can't win. With certain people, you're just not going to win. So fuck
them. Right. Which actually, in Rebels, she actually is a badass. Because she's already a Mandalorian warrior there, and she's actually been fighting with the Ghost crew. So she knows how to fight. But I think it's interesting to see her here where Ahsoka is training her, and it's like she's learning something else. Because, yeah, she does know how to fight, but it's just a totally different level.
Yeah, it's a whole new ballpark.
Yeah, which is cool. I think it's cool.
Yeah, and I do too. I have seen some of the episodes of Rebels, and she is a badass. Right. But when you're talking about, even I know this, when you're talking about stepping into a Jedi territory, it's a whole new ball game. Like, right. You can be the baddest fucking fighter in the world, but if you can't hone your skills, you're going to be shit as a Jedi. It's just, you can't, it doesn't matter how badass you can fight, it's how much you can balance and learn the Force. If you can't learn that, then you can be the Golden Gloves fucking Oscar De La Hoya Mayweather. It ain't going to make no difference. Right. So, and I do like that touch,
right?
Because she can't, like, to make her just badass.
It's
the point of having Ahsoka.
Exactly.
Then this is not Ahsoka show; it's the Sabine show.
And there's no character growth. I'd like to see my characters struggle. They can't all be just, oh, I'm perfect. Like, there's nothing exciting about that. And even for the actor, there's nothing challenging for them if they're just always so great all the time.
Yeah, there's no stakes at all. Because you're not going to be like, uh-oh, you're going to be like, she's going to fuck him up because she's an ultra badass. Why am I worried? And that takes you out of a show or a movie. So I think that the way he's writing this and the way he's doing it is it's a nice touch. I like what he's doing.
Right.
Will I go back and watch Rebels? I'll finish Clone Wars for sure because I'm on the last season anyway.
Right.
So, but I don't know if this will make me rush out and watch more Rebels.
Yeah.
However, I do like Rosario. She's fantastic. I've always liked her, and I even like her even more. It makes me grow a little bit more to like Ahsoka because I still have a problem with Ahsoka, especially in the Clone Wars. She just doesn't shut the fuck up sometimes, and right. It just drives me nuts. But this is older Ahsoka, so I can kind of – she's wiser. She's more seasoned, like you said. She has some trauma that she's going through. So she's – I like her a lot. Plus, I love Rosario Dawson. She's the biggest – her and Stevenson are the biggest reasons why I went through and did this anyway because I love Rosario. She's amazing. She's been great for – she's a beautiful woman, yes, but she's also a fantastic actress.
Right.
So –
and that's why when they announced her, for me, I've always loved Ashley Eckstein, who originally voiced Ahsoka. And a lot of fans obviously know her and the Clone Wars cast. But I knew that they were going to have to go with a different actor because now you're bringing it to live action. And voice acting and live, you know, acting with live action is very different. So,
yeah.
And I knew,
especially when you take stunts into consideration, it's
right. That too. Exactly. And I was very impressed with, the casting of Ariana Greenblatt, who plays young Ahsoka. And here's the thing with Clone Wars. I always like when Ahsoka is introduced, she's like, I want to say 12 or 13, in that Clone Wars movie. And yeah, she's young, but it's different when you're watching an animated show and now when you're watching a live action show and you see how young Ahsoka is. And I was like, holy shit. Like it kind of like made me take a step back because now you're actually facing like the whole, cause there's a conversation there where, you know, like, is this all there is? Is this just war? Is it just, you know, when she's like, this is the Clone Wars.
Especially for a kid. Cause she's still a kid. Like, don't care what realm it is. She's still a kid.
Right. Which now is a good reminder of, yeah, the Jedi were clear about being keepers of the peace, but then they got drafted into the war because Palpatine was working and, you know, worked them in, and they became generals and commanders and, you know, for the clone army. And yet here you have young Ahsoka. And then even at the end of the second battle, she's only 16 then. It's only been a few years and still very young. But then she's also at such a young age, she's also learned a lot from her master. And I love the dialogue between her and Anakin where, you know, he tells her, Everything that I am is within you and all that stuff. I'm a product of my master and his master before him. So you are part of a legacy. Beautiful stuff. Ariana Greenblatt is actually 16 years old as well. So I thought that was
fantastic. Which I'm not surprised.
Yeah, fantastic casting. For those who may not be familiar with Ariana Greenblatt, when I mention her credits, she plays young Gamora in Infinity War and Endgame. And she was also in Barbie. And she's also in the Adam Driver movie, the 65.
Yeah.
That's her as well. So she got to play with young Ben Solo. She got to be in a movie with Ben Solo and also now the grandfather, Anakin Skywalker. So I thought that was cool. But yeah, fantastic performances. And then, yeah, just the duels. When Anakin does his spin, when he spins the saber, the way that he did in episode 3, oh my God, I just lost. I was like, yeah! But man, and then here's the thing, though. Dave Filoni obviously has learned a lot from George Lucas.
Yeah.
And he's learned so much that, he worked on the Clone Wars. That was his project with George Lucas, and he had so many years to learn from the master himself that when he got his shot at The Mandalorian, like, you can clearly see, okay, he's going somewhere. And then, of course, now he's continuing to expand and hone his skills. And that's why a lot of fans, unfortunately, we're saying when Disney bought Lucasfilm in 2012, they really rushed to get that sequel trilogy out because in 3 years we got The Force Awakens. We were supposed to get it in the summer of 2015, but then they had to push it back to December because, they needed more time for the movie, for the production, for the post-production. And J.J. Abrams was like, everyone was like, oh, excited. Oh, it's J.J. Abrams, of course. But when I compare, if I were to compare J.J. Abrams, yes, he has his, he has his list of films. And so does Rian Johnson. And Dave Filoni doesn't have his movie yet. But he also has, here's the thing. With Dave Filoni, he completely gets it. Because, yes, he is a fan. But at the same time, he also knows how to tell a proper story because the guy loves Plo Koon, but I'm surprised that we haven't seen a flashback of Plo Koon yet.
Which is kind of pissing me off because that's one of my favorites. I want to see him.
So I'm hoping, we have 3 more parts. I'm hoping that we may get something there, but maybe not. I don't know. I don't know if we're done with flashbacks now. Who knows? He's learned how to also restrain himself because, yes, he is a fan, but just because he's a fan, he's not just going to, do it just for fan service. Much like, I'm sorry, but J.J. Abrams with The Force. Yes, of course, everyone loves seeing X-Wings and TIE Fighters. But one of George Lucas' criticisms about The Force Awakens was that it did nothing to really expand the story or the universe. We just got essentially, we got the same things that we loved. Oh, another Death Star, Starkiller Base, whoop-de-doo. I mean, it's cool, but I'm like, okay, but what is it expanding within the universe or the lore? That's my thing, But hey, I still enjoy the sequel trilogy movies for what they are. But here's the thing. Dave Filoni really gets it because he knows how to tell the story. He understands the characters. And that's what I'm really impressed with. And he knows how to restrain himself because he could easily just, fanboy and just lose it. But he knows how to properly tell a story. Everything for his
Abram.
Right. And I know that he's also mentioned it before in one of his Q&As that, he won't just bring a character in just for fan service. It has to make sense within the story. And that's why when they introduced Ahsoka in The Mandalorian season 2, they made it make sense to the story. And I was very impressed with that. And that's why now with Ahsoka, I'm like, this seeing Anakin in the world between worlds completely makes sense.
You're on mute.
Oh, yeah. Really enjoyed part 5. Cannot wait for part 6. And it's been
Neither
a fantastic.
Can I, actually. I can honestly say I can't wait for the next episode.
Right. It's been a fantastic ride so far. And that's why, Andor was great and I loved it. I thought it was a nice breath of fresh air. It's something different. It's Star Wars, but no space wizards, no mention of them even, right? It's the political intrigue. It's the just, you know, the man on the ground, it's the rebellion, it's all this, the Empire. But now we're back to the original Star Wars in the sense of, yeah, it really is all about space wizards. I mean, that's the genesis of it. But I love it. And I love the fact that, yeah, you know, we're getting all of it. And I love the fact that the seeds are being planted for what's to come in the sequel trilogy, in the story. You know, it to me, it makes complete sense. So I'm like, yeah, of course. Why not? So it'll be interesting to see what they build up to towards the sequel trilogy once this Mandoverse is done. And then they move on to the next. As far as the live action Clone Wars show, I feel like as much as I'd like to see a live action Clone Wars show, I don't think it's going to happen because number one is budget. you're going to need a massive movie budget. This is where you're really going to need like a $250 million budget, because man, Clone Wars, I mean, you saw it in Attack of the Clones, you saw it in Revenge of the Sith at the end of Attack of the Clones and at the beginning of Revenge of the Sith. I mean, my God, that's a lot of visual effects. And the fact that if we can't get Natalie Portman and Ewan McGregor, I think Ewan McGregor would be easier with Hayden Christensen, but if we can't get Natalie Portman, then what's the point? If we can't get him back.
Exactly, you know? And that's more money because you're going to have to drop that bag to get her back.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all it is. Especially now that she's an Oscar winner, you're going to drop the bag or you're not going to.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Which I'm surprised that they haven't even worked her in like a flashback or anything. Like you would have.
So am I, which makes me wonder if she even wanted to do it or not.
Right, right. And yeah, I also
that's another factor. That's another factor you have to take in. Would she even want to do it, regardless of the money or not?
Right, right.
We don't know if she'd be up for it or if she's already just over it.
I think she may have. There has been an interview of her where she mentioned like she would love to come back if she were asked. So I think she's just waiting, if I'm not mistaken. And then the other thing that I think about also is the fact that as much as I would like to watch a Clone Wars live action series, I just kind of like just being able to dip back and forth like in between moments and just kind of leave it there. Oh, there we go. I got disconnected.
Oh, okay, there we go. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going back to what I was saying
about Portman.
There has been an interview of her where she did express interest. If she were asked, like she would like to come back. I think she's just waiting.
So she's not like a old Qui-Gon Jinn pretending, you know, don't do it anymore unless you give me the bag.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Where Liam Neeson said, oh, it's so oversaturated now with all these spinoffs. But then he's like, I'm here.
I'm going to be one.
Yeah, I'm here.
Because you dropped the bag for me. It's not so oversaturated when I got the money in my bank account.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm here for my 10-second cameo. Which I kind of wish we would have also seen Ewan McGregor in that Clone Wars flashback. But then I get it. I think Dave Filoni held back and said, the focus really is on Anakin and Ahsoka. So I'm like, okay, I get it. Let's, you know. And we also got like less than 5 seconds of Captain Rex. But hey, looked fucking awesome. And it is Temuera Morrison too in the credits. That's his voice. So, and one of the clones who's running, it's a Easter egg nod to like the Battlefront video game where he's pretty much saying like, it's just like the simulation. And so he says that clone says that in the video games, and then he also says it in this episode. So that was a cool little Easter egg.
That's funny.
Yeah. But as far as the live action Clone Wars series, as much as I'd love to see a live action Clone Wars series, I kind of feel like I'd rather just see moments of it like this. I kind of feel like I appreciate it better. It's more exciting to see just moments because we have a whole animated series. We have several seasons.
Yeah.
You know, of that story. And I feel like, yes, there's I'd rather just see glimpses of it, you know, and moments here and there in the past rather than a whole nother series. I think that's, you know, there's still so much more story to tell, but I don't mind going back, you know, in certain moments, specific moments. I think that's cool. And when it's done right, like it was done here, then it's fantastic. So.
And as cool as that would be, I really don't see Disney fronting that bill, especially with especially with the financial strains they've been having over this past year.
Oh yeah, exactly. No. Exactly. No. I'm like, no. We'll keep it.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Keep it a series. Show them what they want. Show them the breadcrumbs. Yeah. Give them the breadcrumbs that they want. And then, you know, move on.
Yep.
Hey, you know, Disney, where I want my Ahsoka the white robe. Where's my Ahsoka poncho hoodie?
Yeah.
Where is that? But then someone pointed out there's this guy who's like pointing out like props in like movies and shows or like where you can get it in like real life. Her boots, supposedly her Ahsoka the white boots are Adidas wrestling shoes. And I looked
for John Cena's.
And I looked it up on Amazon and I'm like, yeah, it's like $85. I'm like, that's pretty cool.
The like, John Cena's, I swear, dude.
Yeah. But I want the poncho. I want my Ahsoka the white poncho. That looks like really nice and comfy too, especially when it gets really cold. And then Hasbro, where the fuck are my action figures? Like, bro.
That's what I'm talking about. You're really dropping the ball on this one.
Yeah. You go to the store right now, you go to Target, you can get a 12-inch Ahsoka, which is whoop-de-doo. It's mostly for kids, though.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the likeness looks good. You press a button, you can hear dialogue from Rosario. You can hear Ahsoka's voice, and her lightsabers light up. But I want my Black Series 6-inch action figures.
Exactly.
Where are those? They haven't even announced Baylan and Shin. They announced Marok. Fucking Marok's dead. He's been dead since, like, you know... Last week, two weeks ago.
Man.
I mean, he looks cool, but I'm like, God, I gotta say, like, they did this with the prequels. They did this for episode 1, 2, and 3, where Hasbro would release a sneak preview action figure or two before the whole line came out, and it got everyone excited. They did it for Mace Windu. He had to mail away like proofs of purchase from like Hasbro action figures, and you give like a money order for like $9.99 or something like that, $7.99. And then a few months later, you got the Mace Windu sneak preview action figure. And that one, I have that one. It came with a blue lightsaber. But in episode 1, we just saw Mace Windu's lightsaber on his belt. He never turned it on. He never fought, you know. But then, of course, episode 2 comes. And then he tells George, you know, I want a purple lightsaber, motherfucker. And so George is like, okay, maybe you'll get purple because you're Sam Jackson. But and then for episode 2, they did 4 sneak preview action figures. They did one of Jango Fett. They did one of Zamweezel, the other bounty hunter that Jango Fett hires. They did a clone trooper and they did a droid. And I got Jango, I got Zam, and I got the clone trooper when that hit Target. And those were cool because before the episode 2 line of action figures hit, you know, those were available. And I was like, yeah, look at this. This is cool. And then for episode 3, I can't remember which ones they did. I think they may have done a General Grievous. And I think it was an Utapauan warrior. The one that, the alien species that speaks to Obi-Wan Kenobi and tells him, 10th level. Thousands of battle droids. So it was that like Utapauan warrior. But yeah, that was cool because, you know, they released just a few, and I thought it would have been perfect if they did one of Baylan and Shin, because it's like bad guys and everybody loves bad guys. They look cool, you know. But no, Hasbro's like, nah, we won't even announce anything for them. Like, what
you
the
can
fuck
wait. You can wait if we do it at all.
Yeah, you can wait till 2026.
Yeah,
like, really? By then we would have had like Ahsoka freaking season 4.
I know. Like, yeah, you waited a decade. Enjoy it.
And this whole excuse of, oh, kids are mostly into video games and tablets. Who cares? You're not selling to the kids. I mean, you are. Yes, there's kids that love Star Wars.
You're selling to the big kids.
You're selling to the big kids, exactly. But then you're also going to sell it to the little kids, because if the little kids see that, well, hey, there you go. You know what I mean?
This is like easy basic math, too. It is. Not like it's hard shit here. I don't understand why they got to make it so fucking difficult.
It really is.
Because it's not that hard.
See, they went so hard. They went hard for The Force Awakens, because I remember they did a midnight release at Walmart. They had pallets of the displays. And then, of course, they did it as well for Last Jedi, but they kind of held back a little bit. But there's still a lot of stuff out there. But then Rise of Skywalker, they were holding it back. And I'm like, what's going on here? But nothing like when Episode 1. When Episode 1... I mean, I wasn't here in the U.S. yet, but I remember seeing there's videos there on YouTube. There's guys like filling carts of like action figures. Everyone like, and I mean, hey, who was the biggest seller of Episode 1? The action figures. Fucking Darth Maul. Because he looked badass. Everybody wanted a Darth Maul. I was in the Philippines and I had to special order. I had to be friends with one of the employees at the Toy Kingdom. And I told him like, hey, bro, when you get a Darth Maul, can you hold it for me? Here's my number. And he held it for me. And as soon as soon as one arrived, I was like, I fucking saved my lunch money. I just bring like cookies or whatever. I'm like, I ain't eating shit. I want my fucking Darth Maul. And when I got that call, he was like, sir, we have your Darth Maul. I'm like, I'll be right there. Like, bro.
That's awesome.
That was exciting. Yeah. But then when episode 2 came out, I was already here in the States. And that was exciting because everything, you know, everything that we couldn't get in the Philippines necessarily, you still got more stuff here. So I was like, oh, this is the best time to be a Star Wars fan because I'm here in the US. Everything that's available, I'll be able to at least find at the store. And there was a lot of episode 2 and episode 3. They also had a midnight. I remember like whole fucking aisle was full of action figures and toys, vehicles, you name it. But it's just a different world now where you look at the Star Wars section and it looks pathetic because
it does. It really does.
The only thing that it's only really exciting is when they get a new shipment of figures, but then that doesn't last. And then they don't get to replenish it instantly. So I'm like, what the hell? But then, and that's why I've been leaning a lot towards Lego, because at least Lego, if you look at the Lego aisle, my God, they have a lot. And they'll at least have like boxes and boxes of the same set. So you're not just gonna, you know, it's not just gonna sell out instantly. There's a better chance for you to find what you're looking for as far as a Lego set compared to freaking Hasbro action figures. So
Hasbro doing the best they can do, I'll tell you.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And during the Clone Wars 2008, when the Clone Wars movie hit, they did a Midnight Madness for Toys R Us. I was there. There was a bunch of people lined up. They had the whole display section. There was a ton of action figures and toys. But yeah, it's just so different now. It's just interesting. And I get it. There's a lot more digital, you know, video games and tablets and all that stuff. But shit, there's still collectors out there. In fact, I think the pandemic has opened up a lot more people to collecting collectibles, whether it's action figures, Funko Pops, Lego sets. I mean, the Lego company's revenue has shot up like what, 100, 200% during the pandemic, because a lot of people were stuck at home and they were like, what do I do? And then they started buying Lego sets to build.
Yeah.
Same with Funko Pops. A lot of people started collecting Funko Pops during the pandemic. They got into it. I'm not sure about now. Maybe I know some people have dropped off, but I think there's also still people out there that are, you know, into it and still collecting. But man, Hasbro is just like sitting pretty out here, like, nah.
You don't get nothing.
We don't want your money. we'll charge you. They just did the ship of Hera. They did what they call a HasLab. And that project. So it's basically what's that website where you, if you like, you back it, if it gets a certain amount of backers, and they raise a certain amount of dollars,
GoFundMe or
yeah.
Shit like that, yeah.
Yeah. So their project was the HasLab was the Ghost, the ship. And it's scaled for the 3¾ vintage collection action figures. So you get the Ghost and you get Hera. And then I think that was at 8,000 backers. The ship is $500. So they actually unlocked all the tiers. So I think at 11,000 was Ezra, 14,000 was Kanan, and I think 17 or 16,000 was Zeb. So they actually hit 18 plus thousand backers for a $500 ship.
Ah, man.
And guess what? When that ship, and you won't find this at the stores, right? So for $500, when you get that ship, if you were to sell it on eBay, people will be buying it for like double.
Yeah.
The price. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, Hasbro, that's great. That's cool. But can you stock the stores with something exciting from Ahsoka?
Because when you do that shit, it makes you look like you don't even give a shit.
Yeah. Yep.
And I can't imagine why you wouldn't care about anything about Ahsoka. Then what was the point?
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, just as much as it is to push the lore, it is to move the toys as well and the collectibles.
Yeah.
That's what Star Trek is about. That's a huge contention of why Star Trek was even created, was to move collectibles.
Right.
So I don't understand this mentality, this new mentality of, fuck them. Because that's what it is at the end of the day. It's like, fuck them. Okay, right. Well, then you're telling me you don't want money. You just don't like money.
Yeah.
Because the money prints itself. Exactly. I don't understand the mentality, but yeah, whatever.
At least right now with Lego, they have three sets from Ahsoka that you can now get.
Okay.
You can buy online if you can't find it. I haven't seen it at the stores here yet, but you can order from Lego or Amazon.com. There's three different Ahsoka sets, and for Hasbro, there's not the main figures, nothing yet, still waiting. But you know,
that blows my mind. It really blows my mind. God,
yeah. Because I mean,
when
you know,
Lego is doing better than you, and you're one of the premier toy companies, Hasbro, there's a problem there.
Oh yeah, and that's why Lego has really taken over. As far as toy companies, because they understand the demand of that people have, and so they're there to fill it. Like,
yeah,
you know, and Lego sets aren't cheap. They're actually much more expensive now. But
I noticed that. I looked at some the other day. I was like,
yeah,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Yep. And that's why when I find them on sale, and if there's a set that I really want that I'm waiting to go on sale, that's when I buy it. Or even better, when I find it on clearance, I'm like, oh shit. So, but yeah, that's Ahsoka. Looking forward to part 6.
So am I, dude. And not even to rush it, though. I can't wait for the finale and see what he does with the finale. Because is he directing the finale too?
Or not do we sure. Know? Not sure. I have a feeling he might, but I think they announced the directors. Let me find it.
I had one question before we went off.
Yeah.
It's related to Star Wars. So when Order 66 is given out, right?
Yeah.
Is that ingrained in the clones' DNA already?
Yes. So there is an there's a chip.
They just kill everybody and turn it on like they weren't their friends. That's why I asked.
There's a chip implanted in their brains.
Okay.
And so that's actually explained in the Clone Wars.
I missed that part. That's why I was asking. I didn't hear that part. That's why I'm like, how the fuck? It has to be in their DNA or some kind of shit.
Yeah.
Because you don't just, especially with people you've been fighting alongside in war, you don't just go, oh, they're dead.
Right.
So that's the only, I didn't hear that in Clone Wars, though. I must have stepped out of the room.
Yeah, there is an inhibitor chip in the clones' brains.
Okay.
That's been implanted, ever since they were,
That made more sense, because that always annoyed me when I was watching Revenge of the Sith. I was like, that was quick.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. When Episode 3 came out, it was like, oh, Palpatine just gives the order and they just automatically follow. Like, Oh shit.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like,
yeah.
Especially against some of their friends that they've grown to be friends with in the Clone Wars.
Exactly.
Like, I'm like, the fuck's going on?
Right. But yeah, and that's why a lot of fans have loved the Clone Wars, because it's continued to expand on the lore and the story of the prequels, especially on some parts that, you know, George Lucas didn't have a lot of time to, you know, necessarily explain, especially in the movies. So for Ahsoka Part 8, it'll be directed by Rick Famuyiwa.
Okay.
Who is no stranger, of course. He's directed several episodes of The Mandalorian. And I think
Book of Boba. I was just curious.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, but if I'm not mistaken, yeah, it's all written by Dave Filoni, which I think is the best play. And I think it's also smart that he didn't direct all the episodes, so he can kind of just like take a break and also focus on, you know, but I'm sure he's clearly always there on the set as well, you know, making sure that...
Oh, you know good and well he is. He's like, make sure his baby ain't getting fucked up.
Exactly. So, and I'm like, hey, yeah, you would want the guy there because he knows... You ask him a question, and he like, I think it was what's her name, the actress that plays Sabine, Natasha Lou Bordizzo, she asked like a question to Dave Filoni, and he sends like a whole email about like the response, and or it may have been Rosario Dawson,
yeah.
Like, she asked a question, and then he sends like this whole email of, like paragraphs, which I'm like, hey, that's the kind of guy you want though, because you know.
That's better than Alfred Hitchcock. Like when she asked him, why would I do this? He said, because I told you to do it.
Right. Or, I mean, hey, George Lucas would have said like, oh, faster, more intense. Like,
yeah.
But then again, that's also the guy you'd want to, because he created everything. So he would have a reason for everything.
Yeah. Know?
And that's why it's like, and that's why I really admire Dave Filoni, because he learned so much, and that now you're really seeing the fruits of the labor of George Lucas picking him and like really taking him by the hand and showing him how to tell a Star Wars story. And now we're seeing that. So that's
really love cool. That he's bringing some of the haters over to the side and like really making them bend the knee. Because I don't mind that you don't like Star Wars. I'm not a huge fan of it. But there's one thing to have an opinion about not liking it, and then there's another to be like go on the internet and spew absolute vitriol, and then attack other people who actually enjoy this shit.
Right. And then there's
that's why I always had respect for one of our listeners, like Dan. He's not a big fan of Star Wars now. But you don't see him going out trashing people that actually enjoy it.
Right. And I mean, there's those people that are saying,
let's grow up.
There's those people online saying that, you know, they're saying like Disney Star Wars is shit.
Yeah. Like,
are you sure?
Star Wars Theory is one of them.
Yeah. I'm like, are you sure? Did you see the latest episode of Ahsoka? Did you like the Clone Wars? Is that, because this is Disney Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not always perfect. But hey, when they get it right, they get it right. I mean, shit, Rogue One was fantastic.
Exactly.
But I remember when that idea was first, you know, the plot was, oh, it's the rebels that, you know, sounds exciting. But a lot of fans were also like iffy about it, because like, why would you touch it? Like, it gets so close to A New Hope. And that's, of course, a classic, right? That's the one, that's the genesis. But then look at what Rogue One brought. And it's like, wow, holy shit. Who would have thought that we could have had a whole movie based on the, you know, a heist movie, essentially stealing the Death Star plans. And what a fantastic movie that's been. And now, because of that, we got Andor.
Yeah.
So, you know,
you got to give credit where credit's due.
Right.
That's why, like, when Picard season 3 came out and it ended up being the way it is, I had to give him credit, because the first two seasons were fucking trash.
Right.
And that's not just by me. Everybody hated it. But then 3 came out and they actually got someone who cared about the property, and we had to give them credit where credit was due. You can't fake the funk and be like, oh, you know, you're at home, it's so fucking awesome, it's so great, and then you go online and be like, Star Wars ain't shit. Like, shut up. You were in the corner watching episode 5 of Ahsoka blowing your load just like the rest of us. Shut up.
Yeah.
Over Star Wars Theory.
Yeah. Over 5 seconds of Captain Rex. Like,
yeah.
Come on. Yeah, it's...
Some people just need to grow up. Like, seriously.
Yeah. And I'm like, hey, you know, we're not expecting you to like every single thing. I mean, I enjoyed Book of Boba Fett. I didn't love Book of Boba Fett. I thought it was cool. Could it have been a much cooler story? Sure. Was it the story that I was expecting? Not necessarily, but it was still cool. It's still part of Star Wars. But I think now, I mean, if they want to revisit it again, guess what? If Disney says we're going to do Book of Boba season 2 and they actually do something cool with it and maybe have an adventure with some of his old pal bounty hunters, guess what? Fans are going to show up. Fans are going to watch it.
Uh-huh.
You know?
You're going to get guys like Jester exploding in their buddy Lee Dungarees.
Yeah.
Because that's their boy finally getting the respect that they've wanted him to get in the first place.
Right. And the fact that Tam Morrison is loved by the fans, they're going to go, they're going to show up for him.
You know? I even love the guy, and I'm not even a Boba fan. Like,
right. So, man, yeah. And yeah, again, back to Hayden Christensen, like, wow. If this is the last time we see Hayden Christensen as Anakin Skywalker, then so be it. It's a great send off. I think it's a great send off. But I think that there's still a way to see. I mean, I don't see why you couldn't see him as a Jedi Force ghost. But I thought this was also cool.
Yeah, so I even liked it. I know you said they de-aged him a little bit. He still looks good for his age. Not like he's ultra old, but it's been a while since we saw him in, you know, Clone Wars and Revenge of the Sith. So, you know, that was 2005. That was quite a while ago. So.
Well, yeah, whatever they did, whether it's digital de-aging or even makeup, it looks really good here.
Yeah, he looks good.
Where in that episode of Kenobi, when he's a Padawan, they just didn't touch him.
They just said, fuck it.
And it's just this is Anakin Padawan?
I know, they're like, just deal with it. Fuck it. We don't want to spend the money.
Right. And I think that's also Dave Filoni learning from that and saying, like, hey, we got to fix that.
Yeah. We're not doing that shit.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's why I
respect him for it.
Right. And that's why I kind of wish, like, Dave Filoni was a bit more involved with Kenobi. I think if he was a bit more involved with Kenobi, we would have gotten something even more beloved by the fans. And
not, a little more consistency, too.
Right, that too.
Because that was one of my contentions of Obi-Wan is the inconsistency. I'm like, okay.
Right. Right.
But what do I know? I'm a Star Trek fan, so I don't have no... I don't know much about Space Wizards, so...
Yeah. Yep. But yeah, fantastic. Love.
Great.
Loved it. It's definitely a top tier Star Wars episode for me. It's up there. It's definitely up there.
When you can get me impressed on something Space Wizards, you know you're doing something right.
Yeah.
A Star Trek fan, like, that's saying something about Dave Filoni's talent.
Right.
So,
and that's why, like, he knows what the fans want. But he also knows how to tell a proper story and mesh it together and say, like, here you go. And that's why, like, holy shit. Fucking Prime Vader Anakin with a red lightsaber. Holy shit. And just the visual, like, when you see his silhouette with a red saber against Ahsoka with her double sabers. My God. Fantastic.
Yeah. It was a great episode. Like,
chef's kiss.
Yeah.
Holy Filoni. So yeah, 3 more parts to go. Cannot wait. Really
I'm
looking forward
sad,
to it.
Though. I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I'm kind of sad there's only 3 more parts left, man.
Right?
And that's why I was the guy that was like, Now I'm like, can we keep going?
And to think, like, you were going to give up, not even give 3 a chance. I'm like, wow, look at you now. That's why I'm glad. I'm glad you stuck it through and you just, and that's why I said, like, hey, this is, I mean, you compare it to the recent Marvel shows, you know.
Oh, God.
That have been like, meh. Like, really?
And that's being nice to it, saying they were meh, especially She-Hulk.
And see, I never finished She-Hulk. I never finished Miss Marvel. I actually got into Secret Invasion until the last episode. Like, okay, here we go. Really? We're rushing this again? Like,
uh-huh.
Really? Could you not leave? I mean, you can leave it on a cliffhanger. But then, of course, we're not gonna do season two. Forget that shit.
Exactly. Exactly. This is a one-off, so we can't.
Yeah. So, you know, but hey, that's Ahsoka part 5.
Yeah, that was a good episode.
If you couldn't tell how much I loved it, well,
I know that reaction was great.
Listen to my reaction.
Whoever's listening, if you haven't, you have to go watch this man's reaction because it is priceless. It is priceless. I actually almost liked the reaction almost more than the episode itself. I was like,
oh man.
Because I forgot to tell you, the first time around I saw it, I watched it with your reaction.
Really?
And then, yeah, I watched the whole episode with your reaction back. And then the second time.
Oh no.
So gone, and I'll tell you, it was fucking insane. It was fantastic because you were like, oh, it was like 3 a.m. and you're just like, I was like, oh, this is awesome. This is awesome.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
So I did see the episode twice. I can say I did see it more than once too. So.
Nice. Well, I saw, after I saw it and reacted to it, I saw it again because I showed it to the rest of the family.
I knew you were going to see it like 5-6 times.
Yeah. Yep. You lack conviction. Oh, man. All righty. From Space Wizards.
Well, hold on. I didn't get to tell you about that. I'm saving Mortal Kombat for next show. Just for the simple fact that Mortal Kombat is releasing on Tuesday and everybody will have a chance to play it. I'm warning everybody now. Because if you're not going to get the game, if you don't get it on Tuesday, it's very highly unlikely you're going to get it unless you get it on a deal somewhere months down the road. And by then it'll already be spoiled for you. I'm spoiling everything about Mortal Kombat next week. That's why I'm pushing it back, because it would be fair to let everybody at least get a chance to play the game first. And then I'm going to tell, because I got some things to talk about. Like, the game's great, but there's some things in there that I was like I saw source code for crying out loud in the middle of a match.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So, we'll get into it next episode, but okay. I want to be fair because I want everybody to at least have a fighting chance to play it this week before I go off and just be like, this is what happens.
Right.
So, alrighty. I am fair. So,
yeah. Yep. Well,
but Ahsoka, man.
Yeah. Did you see anything else recently?
I saw Talk to Me finally, because everybody was raving about how this is like the great, like it takes the Possession film and turns it on its head. And it was a good movie. I was surprised.
Okay.
Not a very happy ending for those that may like those, but you know, right. It's a pretty intense horror movie, so you can't really expect all that much. But it was the 95%, which we already went over the credibility of Rotten Tomatoes in the modern era now, but
oh yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't say it's a 95%, but it's damn close, because it takes the Possession thing that we've seen over. We're going to see it again in October with the new Exorcist movie.
Yeah.
But they've taken an idea of the ghosts and the possessions, and they've done a nice little twist on it. I thought it was a really good movie. I hope it gets a sequel, and I rarely say that, but I do hope it gets a sequel, because they set it open very well for a sequel.
Okay,
and not a cheap way either. Like they set it up for like, oh, I could see where they'll go with this in the sequel. Instead of you giving a reaction of, really, we have to do a fucking sequel now. But it was a good movie. I highly recommend it, especially for those that are into horror and demon possession. We are approaching the month, so
yep.
Now is the time to start stocking up on your horror movies. So,
yeah, we
are. And I did watch the new Walking Dead show, the Daryl show.
Oh yeah, how's that going?
Oh God, nothing happens.
Oh, the lady said, literally,
seriously.
So it's all nothing. Is it even setting anything up?
It is.
Okay,
but toward the last 5 minutes of the show.
Oh, of course.
It's an hour long.
Oh, okay. Shit.
The first episode was an hour long.
Oh man,
5 minutes of the show. actually set up for something, because most of it is Daryl walking and hovering on a boat and talking with nuns and scrounging for apples and food and carrying a big walking stick and almost getting killed within the first 3D minutes by a group of walkers, which makes no sense because he's been doing this shit for 10 fucking seasons. And you're gonna tell me out of nowhere the walkers that he's been fighting for 10 fucking years are gonna get the drop on him like he don't know better?
Right.
And they, one of them does and almost infects him. What show am I watching? So, but that was only the first episode, so who knows? Because it was really monotonous. I like Norman Reedus, I really do, and that's the only reason why I gave this show a chance, because I'm over the zombies, just The Walking Dead. I'm over zombies, period.
Yeah.
So I gave this a chance. It's just we're walking, and we're talking, and we're talking, and we're doing more walking. And we're doing more walking. Now we're talking. It's like, oh, God.
Oh, man. Isn't Carol supposed to be in this one? Or does she have her own
spinoff? They hated it because he does this thing where I had a life with people I loved. And they showed flashbacks of her. Yeah. Only certain characters, though. Just showed. So she might be making a return.
Okay.
That's what I was told, too, that it was going to be a love story triangle, a love story kind of set up between her and him, and they were supposed to do what Negan and Maggie are doing right now. Which makes me wonder if Negan and her are gonna fuck, because they keep they keep pushing at it, especially in the new show Dead City that they did, the other spinoff with Maggie and Negan. They're really pushing at, like, are they gonna screw? Like, The Walking Dead just ain't what it was used to be. It's shit now. Like, it's bad.
Well, yeah, I dropped off after, like, I think season 5 or 6. I can't even.
You dropped off at the perfect time.
Yeah, because after Carl died, we were just like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And then I think I just watched the episode where Rick left. Or his final episode.
Yeah.
And then after that, I'm like, where's the Rick Grimes movie? When did they announce that? It's been years now.
Exactly. And that's the reasoning behind why you said he was leaving. So he could go pursue doing more, focusing on the movies. What happened?
Right. I think they're doing a series now. It's a series now, right?
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
It's no longer I've been told, but who's to know?
Yeah. Because I think it was a few years ago at Comic-Con, they showed up, Rick and Michonne. They both showed up to do the announcement.
Because at least Michonne has done shit out of there. Like, what has Andrew Lincoln actually done since he's left The Walking Dead? Nothing.
Yeah. I think he's just taking a break. He's like, fuck it. He's like, call me.
Hey, more power to him, though. Hey, just give me my residuals and let me enjoy the money I've collected. Leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah.
I fought enough zombies.
Yeah. Seriously. So. Yeah, I think the first 3 seasons, I think, are my favorite.
Yeah, because those are solid. They're just good, especially when you get into the governor storyline. Like,
yeah.
And I loved her father, the guy that played her father, Maggie's father, Herschel.
Oh, yeah.
Herschel was awesome. Like,
yeah, I loved when they were on the farm and when they were at the prison. I thought that was a good. Yeah. That was really
then after that, once that wrapped up, it just went.
Yeah, it's like, what's going on?
So have you seen anything recently that I might
not that I can check think out? Of. Not really.
Okay.
I've just been watching Orange is the New Black again. I've been rewatching it.
That's a good show. Although I don't like the last season. The last season sucks.
Yeah, it felt
it ended bad.
Yeah.
But the overall show is fantastic.
Oh yeah. And I love how they got to feature like different characters.
Yeah, that's what was cool about it.
Yeah.
It wasn't just about her, which I thought in the first, like when it started, I thought it was just going to be about her, but I'm glad they didn't. Because I'm like, she's not that interesting. I'm sorry.
Right.
But the women in the prison are, like, they're fascinating characters. I'm and of course, I have a special place in it because there is a Star Trek association there with Captain Janeway being Red.
Yeah, I love her in Orange Is the New Black. Yeah,
I do too. She's great. She's big. Yeah. I love her
as the Russian. Yeah, always cooking, cooking everyone food.
I need to check out that documentary you and Kuya told me about on Netflix, The Wrestlers or whatever it
is. Yeah, I just saw an ad for it, and as soon as I saw it, I was like, "Oh, you gotta check that out." Then
I'm gonna have to, because there's that, there's Rebel Moon, and then I just found out, like, one of my all-time favorite sci-fi, next to Dune, one of my all-time favorite sci-fi books is being adapted and turned into a series in January. I think it's the 24th on Netflix.
Okay.
So now I have to get it back.
Yeah.
Rotten bastards.
Yeah, so Wrestlers, witness the blood, sweat, and fears of pro wrestlers trying to make it in this docuseries about Ohio Valley Wrestling.
It's about OVW.
Yeah, 7 episodes.
Now I gotta watch it.
Yeah.
I hate you, Netflix.
7 episodes, and at least, like, yeah, you're getting like 50 plus minutes. Yeah.
I'm gonna have to get Netflix back tomorrow.
Yeah, it's only episode 6 that's like 49 minutes, but everything else is like 58, 59 minutes. So.
Great. Yeah. I get another fucking service I don't want. Like,
yeah. Or hey, yeah, at least just get it for like a month and then cancel again. Like, you know, and get it back whenever.
When Rebel Moon comes.
Yep, in December.
When is that? December. What?
December 22nd, if I'm not, right before Christmas. A little Christmas treat from Santa Snyder. And I'm hoping we get a limited release in the movie theater, like, because I'd love
yes,
to see that.
Yes, please.
And on the
don't
big screen.
Do it in select cities, please.
Yeah, it has to be wider. Yeah,
I'm sick of this select cities bullshit.
Well, if it's anything like what he did with what was the last one? The Vegas
Army
zombie,
of
Army of the Dead.
Or Army of the Dead. Yeah.
Yeah, Army of the Dead got at least a wide release because we had it playing at Cinemark here. So
this is what I hope they do with Rebel Moon, because from what I've seen in those trailers, that looks like it belongs in a theater.
Right. Yeah, I think they're gonna do that. Yeah. I mean, Netflix knows, and that's the thing. Like, Netflix is everything that Warner Brothers is not, like, to Zack Snyder. Like, everything that Zack Snyder wants to do, Netflix is like, okay, yeah, here you go. Here's the money. Go have fun. Warner Brothers is like, no.
Where it's not in the budget, but it's only a pencil. I don't care.
Yeah.
You can say what you want about Netflix, though. They do care about their creators. That's one thing I can't say.
Exactly.
That's one thing that no one can debate. They give a fuck about their creators, unlike some of these studios.
Yeah. And the other studios, on the other hand, are like, fuck you guys.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, good luck with that.
Do you guys not want to make money anyway?
Yeah.
Like,
that's why I said good luck.
Yeah, like, what the hell, you guys?
Oh boy.
Oh yeah, it was Batman Day yesterday.
That's what I heard.
I unfortunately did not get to see any of the Dark Knight trilogy on the big screen again, but that's fine. I mean, I've seen it before, but I wish there was more than one screening. I wish it would have been at least like a whole weekend or something, like, you know,
yeah,
and not just one screening one time and that was it.
Dan told me he got to see the trilogy.
Nice.
Yeah, cool. So
well, I'm glad that he got to check it out, because I mean, yeah, those movies are always fun. So
they are, dude.
Yep. But yeah, I did pre-order that McFarlane box set of Batman.
Oh, I forgot
on the big
about
screen.
That.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that one should be arriving like in a few weeks.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, but then they are going to release, if I'm not mistaken, they're going to release Kilmer and Clooney. I think they're going to release in individual boxes.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Because I need the Kilmer one.
Yeah.
The Kilmer.
I'm very impressed, because when you look at some collectors have posted up close pictures, and granted, you're only seeing, there's no unmasked version, but the way the chin looks, like, it looks legit. I'm like very impressed.
Is it equipped with full bat nips too?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Yep. But yeah, I'm still curious about that Schumacher cut for Batman Forever.
Yeah.
It sounds very fascinating. I hope, I mean, again, Warner Brothers has an opportunity to be like, hey, I mean, Schumacher's gone. They can just say, yeah, release that.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but, you know, yeah.
You know, who are we talking about here?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's going to be like pulling teeth. Unless,
I know.
And there is a hashtag, release the Schumacher cut, because, you know, thanks to the Snyder, release the Snyder cut movement.
Yeah.
You know, now it's, oh, release the Schumacher cut, release the, there's supposedly a 4-hour cut of Revenge of the Sith that they want to see. Like, okay.
The floodgates are now open.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, we don't want to get, now you're spoiling people. You're telling them they can get whatever they want. And I'm like, but isn't that the point? Like, we're going to pay for it.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, why there's this thing called supply and demand.
Exactly. And if you don't want to see it, guess what? Don't watch it. Don't see
exactly.
it.
Exactly. You don't have it. To.
Yeah.
No one's forcing you to put your wallet over there.
Exactly.
So it's shut
still,
up.
It's still a free country. Like,
exactly.
You know, like, whatever the advertising, the marketing, you don't want to watch it, don't watch it. It doesn't exist in your head, canon. Go ahead, fine, whatever. Like, everyone else that wants to watch whatever it is, will watch it. I mean, it's like a comic book. You don't want to read the comic? Hey, don't read it.
Exactly.
Whoever wants to read it, we'll read it.
Exactly.
So, yep.
Insane.
Oh, yeah.
That Jean-Claude Van Damme pack is really good. Like, it's cool to play as Jean-Claude Van Johnny Cage.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
But I won't be able to rip John Cena's head off until next year, because the packs aren't out until next year.
Oh, man.
From what I've been told.
Yeah.
And it's not cross-play either. You can't, so if you have an Xbox, you're playing with people on Xbox. You can't play with anybody on PlayStation.
What?
Oh, they said it's going to be pushed to a later date next year in an update. I'm like,
okay.
You're fucking stupid.
You
should have done that at launch. So anyway.
Did you start playing Starfield?
Yeah.
What'd you think of it so far?
So far it's good, but some of it's very frustrating. Like,
yeah.
Some of it's just like, but it's good.
Okay.
It's better than I expected to be.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was going to be shit, but it's actually really good. You better have time on your hands, because it is a time consumer.
Yeah.
You pretty much have to have no job and no life to like it's one of those. It's one of those.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like, man. You're a loser with no life, then Starfield's for you, buddy. Come over to our house.
So I downloaded it. I still have to start. I have to try it. I still have to play it.
You should, just to see what you think. But like I said, with you and your life, being a busy man that you are, you're never going to finish it.
I can't get any quick action.
Not really. Not really. Oh, not, man. Until you get into the meat and potatoes of the story.
Oh, goodness.
But it's like, you get to do space battles, which is cool.
Okay.
That's
that
one thing
cool.
I've been dying for in a sci-fi game is legitimate space battles where you're battling each other.
That sounds cool.
It is. When you get to do it, it is fucking awesome. You get to navigate your ship. You get to fly it. You go on worlds and you fight, but you have to go through a certain thing. Like, it's not just quick. It's a lot like Destiny on PlayStation.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you can be dropped into the action, but it's not going to be, it's not like Jedi Survivor.
Right, right.
Where you did, it's very story heavy. So,
gotcha.
Good luck, Mike.
Yeah.
Good luck.
I've seen some mods, like some people have made, like the Batwing.
Yeah.
They've made a Millennium Falcon. I'm like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, you can mod it. The one thing I will give it is the modifications that you can do on it are superb.
Yeah. Nice.
I mean, I'm sure someone can make a Viper from Battlestar Galactica or something, or the Starship Enterprise if they wanted.
Right.
So.
Oh, yeah. I started playing Titanfall. Yeah.
How do you like that?
I like it. I'm enjoying
it. It's a good game.
Yeah, it's cool. That's pretty cool.
Titanfall's awesome.
Yeah. Yep. I love the voice of BT. I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah. I keep forgetting you got Game Pass now, so you can like explore a whole new world of games now.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. Yeah. And then we also have The Creator coming up. I think
I
next
forgot
week.
About The Creator. That's the same day as Saw.
Okay.
Saw 10.
Oh, wow.
Because Saw 10's coming out on that day, too.
Oh, wow. So they're getting the jump on
Saw
before...
11, but we're going to call it Saw 10.
Yeah, yeah. They're getting the jump on Halloween, huh?
Yeah, and they're, well, they're also preparing for that annual blood drive that they do every time they release a Saw movie where they do blood for charity and, like, whatever
That's
proceeds
cool.
they get off of, they get off to the blood drive. It's really cool.
That's cool,
It's
yeah.
a good cause every year for an extremely violent film, so.
Right, right.
To say that horror movies don't give back to their community is absurd.
Right,
So.
right. That's cool. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one reason why, regardless of if they're good or bad, I do support Saw every time one comes out because they do that. So
Right.
I figure if they're going to be noble enough to do that, I can support their movie. So
yeah. But yeah, The Creator, I'm looking forward to that
I
one.
can't wait.
It looks
I
good.
can't wait.
It looks
Especially
really
knowing
good.
that Geralt hasn't done anything in a while since Rogue
Yeah.
One.
Yep.
It's like, fuck, I'm glad he's back finally because I love his directing style.
Yeah.
I loved Godzilla. His Godzilla was great.
Yeah.
I know not enough shit blew up for some people, but it was he did a great job.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, The Creator.
Hell yeah.
2 hours and 13 minutes.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay.
Yeah, you got John David Washington, Gemma Chan, Ken Watanabe, Amar Chadha Patel, Benedict Wong. So you got a pretty good cast. Danny
Did
McBride
you hear...
is in it.
Huh. Who?
Danny McBride.
Really?
Or at least it says it. I don't remember seeing him in the trailer.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. He's been getting on the side like he was in Alien Covenant, so.
That's right. Yeah, what were you saying?
I gotta try to remember. Oh, no, did you hear about the Bruce Lee shit, the biopic that's happening? And Ang Lee's son is playing Bruce Lee, and
yeah,
Ang
yeah,
Lee's
yeah.
directing it.
Yeah, yeah.
And they said he busted his ass, killed
Yeah.
himself to become Bruce Lee, a deadly weapon. I'm like, oh,
Right.
shit, now I might want to see this now.
Yeah, that sounds interesting. Definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
That'll be cool.
I'm looking forward to it because Ang Lee does, especially when he's firing on all cylinders, he makes great films.
Right.
And to see a true, because Dragon the Bruce Lee story is cool.
Yeah.
But we need like a real thorough, in-depth biopic about Bruce Lee's life.
Right. So.
Without all the myths and shit too.
So I'm seeing this from Collider. Bruce Lee biopic could film as soon after the strikes end.
Yeah,
Says
that's what
producer.
I heard.
Yeah. Oh shit. Yeah, then that kid's working out like fucking crazy because you can't let up. You gotta keep it up until the cameras start rolling.
Yep.
Man.
And at
Oh,
this
boy.
rate, we don't even know when that's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Because they're still
yeah
being children.
They are. It's fucking it's insane.
And now they want to pass the law in California where the taxpayers pay for it.
What?
Yeah, they're the House and whatever has sent a bill and Gavin Newsom has to sign it and make it official. But now it's like an unemployment deal because they're out. The taxpayers are going to have to, if they pass the bill, the taxpayers are going to have to start paying for them being on strike.
Huh. Wow.
It's insane.
Holy shit. That is insane.
Yeah. California for you.
Yeah, those taxes could go somewhere else that's much needed. Like
exactly, exactly. That's exactly.
Like, bro.
You know, the education in California ain't exactly the greatest. You know,
right,
wink,
right.
wink, wink,
Right.
wink.
Holy shit, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking A.
It's when I heard that on, because I was watching CNN or MSNBC, and I heard that, I'm like, tell me this is a joke. Please tell me you're playing games. They're serious. Like this has gotten out of hand then.
Yeah, fucking insane.
And contrary, like I've told other people, contrary to the popular belief, all of California is not LA. There's rural parts of California where
Yeah.
people are barely scraping by.
Right. Yeah.
I lived in those parts of California. So let's stop this little bullshit that every part of California is sunny and it's all LA. It's not how it
Right.
works.
Right. Yeah.
Why don't you go
Yeah.
to California?
There's a lot of smaller cities. Lesser populations.
Places like Madera, Merced, Fresno, they ain't
Right.
no fucking LA Hollywood areas. They're
Exactly.
tumbleweed land.
Right. Man,
Some
fucking
people are stupid.
insane.
Yeah, it is. It's gotten out of hand now.
Yeah, these fucking
Yeah.
studio executives, I swear, like,
I
holy
know.
shit.
Heartless pieces of shit that have no souls, so okay.
Yeah. Oh boy. Well, here's to hoping it ends sooner than later, because
So am I,
man.
because enough's enough. Like, just do what you need to do already.
Yeah. Yep.
Stop being infants.
Yep.
So,
Well, that's all I have for now.
that's about all I got. Like I said, Mortal Kombat's for next week, so I can. Plus, I need to play some more. I'm probably gonna play before I go to bed because
There you
I'm
go.
addicted. I'm
Yeah.
addicted to it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even gonna lie, I'm addicted to it right now. So.
Right. Well, at least you're getting your money's worth then. That's
I
good.
should be at $110.
Oh shit, dude.
Fuck.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And that's not even a physical copy. So,
Yeah,
shit.
that is insane.
It is insane. It's
Because
fucking out of control.
even I felt like when I paid for Fallen Order, I'm like, shit, like digital, I ain't even getting it.
That's what I looked at.
Yeah.
I took four takes to. I looked at my mom. I looked at the price. I went. Fuck it. And I purchased it. I like it was
Yeah,
Jean-Claude Van Damme. You motherfuckers are lucky. If it wasn't for Jean-Claude Van Damme, I wouldn't have paid the price.
right.
That's how they got me. They got me with my childhood hero, Van Damme.
Yeah.
So fucking bastards.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Yeah, pretty
Yeah.
much.
But then at least, yeah, when I paid for Fallen Order, I feel like that was worth it because the amount of hours that I got of enjoyment playing it was definitely worth it. So
And I'm starting to feel that way with Mortal Kombat. We're not there yet. I'm still bitter about it, but it's
yeah.
the bitterness is lowered because I'm like, maybe this is worth the money. And then I go, I see source code cross the line of my match, and I go, no, it wasn't worth it because there's source code in the middle of the fucking online fight.
The Matrix has you.
Yeah, seriously, the Matrix. I'm like, what is this, Neo? Is he trying to reach out to me or what? Morpheus?
I was almost tempted about watching The Matrix. What is Regenerations? What is the new one? Holy shit.
Oh, Resurrections.
Resurrections. I was almost tempted to watch it again. I'm like,
Should have.
you're right. I'm
Oh,
like, bro, how did we get a Matrix 4 and it was just like a fart in the wind? Like,
I
no,
know.
nobody gave a shit. Like,
You had Black Manta in there. What's going on, man?
yeah. Like, oh man.
So.
Oh well.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining me. It was fun talking
It was.
Ahsoka.
I look forward to next week's
Yeah,
episode of
look at you
Ahsoka.
now.
Or I should say this week's because we're already in Monday now.
Yes,
So
yes. Yep.
let's go.
Yeah. Here we go. So yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to each part and seeing where this goes. And like you said, the finale, man, it's gotta be something big because they haven't announced if there's gonna be a season two, but I can't help but feel that they're gonna continue the story because there's still so much left to tell.
Yeah.
So yeah. We shall see soon enough.
Yep.
All righty.
Can't wait.
Well, thanks for joining us. Stay safe out there. Till next time, may the force be with you.
Did.